I'm Jordan Lewis, and these are the stories we're following this hour. New U.S. claims to seabed territory off of Alaska have run into an obstacle with an objection from the Russian government. Plus, chosen from nearly 17,000 applicants, Elizabeth Jajali, a senior at Thunder Mountain High School, has won the National Honor Society Scholarship Award. And Hoonah, like many villages and small communities, does not have access to high-speed internet, but it will soon. But first, new U.S. claims that seabed territory off Alaska have run into an obstacle, an objection from the Russian government. The Russian government, which has staked territorial claims to most of the Arctic Ocean, is challenging the U.S. claims made in December to sovereignty over 520,400 square kilometers of extended outer continental shelf in the Arctic Ocean, an area bigger than California, and another 176,330 square kilometers in the Bering Sea. The Russian delegation argued in a meeting held in Jamaica last month at the International Seabed Commission, the U.S. does not have the right to make such claims because it is not a party to the United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea. Going on to say in a statement, "We categorically reject the selective approach of the United States of America to the use of international law, with an emphasis on its rights and a complete disregard for obligations." U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski said the Russian objection is puzzling because the claims made in December by the U.S. State Department did not overlap any territory claimed by Russia, saying in a news conference on Thursday, "I don't know whether they would do it other than to just be obstreperous, but that wouldn't be surprising. Whatever grounds Russia might cite, its objection is an example of how the U.S. is at a disadvantage because it has not ratified the Law of the Sea Treaty under which such claims are adjudicated." Chosen from nearly 17,000 applicants, Elizabeth Jajali, a senior at Thunder Mountain High School in Juneau, Alaska, has won the $10,625 National Honor Society Scholarship Award. NHS is supported by its parent organization, the National Association of Secondary School Principals, which also administers the National Association of Student Councils. Jajali said in an interview, "Winning the NHS scholarship showed me that my leadership was making a real impact. It gave me not only hope, but certainty that my service was significant and would be carried on by countless students moving forward." Elizabeth Jajali is a young leader in STEM, innovation, education, and public communication. Born and raised in Juneau, she founded the Alaska Science and Engineering Fair Student Spokespersons Board, raising over $15,000 for the statewide STEM nonprofit. The Future Women of STEM podcast she launched, produced, and hosted aired on public radio and has reached listeners on four continents via Spotify. Elizabeth has conducted graduate-level research on environmental biotechnologies, and she most recently studied using environmental DNA metabarcoding and qPCR to detect, quantify, and conserve various Pacific salmon species. This project was recognized by the Regeneron International Science and Engineering Fair, the U.S. Agency for International Development, the U.S. Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Defense, and Taiwan International Science Fair, among others. She has sung the national anthem for numerous community commemorations, performed with her orchestra at Carnegie Hall, and received several art and writing awards. She is also a U.S. Senate Youth Delegate, Regeneron STS Scholar, AIME qualifier, Distinguished Young Woman of Alaska, public radio guest host, and tennis state champion. And Hoonah, Alaska, like many villages and small communities, does not have access to high-speed internet. Building, designing, and managing the infrastructure can improve opportunities for tribal citizens and the economy, but it is also a major undertaking. In 2020, the Federal Communications Commission provided access to unassigned 2.5 gigahertz spectrum for tribes who serve rural areas. The spectrum supports internet for private networks and government organizations, or even public safety. An audit by the Alaska Broadband Office identified Hoonah and other parts of Southeast Alaska as underserved areas. Thus, Tlingit and Haida and the Hoonah Indian Association will bring affordable high-speed broadband internet to the community of 800 people. Both tribes recognize the importance of digital equity and are coming together to bridge the digital divide. Under a 30-year lease agreement, Tlingit and Haida Broadband Enterprise Title Network will use and retain Hoonah Indian Association's 2.5 gigahertz spectrum to bring improved internet to Hoonah residents. Title Network Director Chris Cropley says working together on community infrastructure will create new opportunities for economic and individual sovereignty. Also going on to say that Tlingit and Haida through Title Network has similar agreements with other Southeast Alaska communities. Hoonah will be Title Network's fourth project site, which includes Wrangell, Sitka, and Cake. Alaska's first draft statewide spending plan is headed toward a vote in the Alaska House of Representatives. On Friday, members of the House Finance Committee voted without dissent to send the $12.3 billion state operating budget to a vote of the full House. Over the past week, the budget size has fluctuated as lawmakers cut and added projects to a document that will pay for state services during the 12 months beginning July 1. The budget's biggest single piece is more than $1.7 billion for the 2024 permanent fund dividend, which is enough to pay for more than $2,700 per recipient. Now, that amount could change in the coming weeks as the budget advances from the Finance Committee to the full House, then on to the Senate and the governor. Representative Mike Kroc, a Republican of Tok, said, "The PFD number we have, it could change. We really don't know." While the operating budget currently has a surplus of almost $100 million, that figure is almost certainly a mirage because it doesn't include the capital budget, the cost of as-yet-uncompleted contract negotiations with state employees, or the cost of bills that legislators will pass this year. For example, the budget doesn't include the expected $40 million cost of a bill that increases internet speeds at rural schools, and it doesn't include the $23 million cost of a senior benefits bill that is also expected to become law. Those costs are included in fiscal notes, which are documents outside the budget. Over the past week, members of the committee considered 99 amendments to the budget and adopted dozens, some of which were reconsidered and adopted after initially being rejected. The new version of the budget contains $175 million in one-time bonus funding for public schools. Legislators will now consider how to balance operating spending with the need to fund the state's separate $3.5 billion capital budget, which pays for construction projects statewide. Nezahtahkeini Middle School Principal Molly Yorkes has been named the Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals Region 5 Principal of the Year. Nezahtahkeini Middle School is in the Juneau School District, where she has served as an educator for 14 years. She has twice been awarded Region 5 Principal, both in the year of 2020 and in 2024, and she was awarded the prestigious Milken Education Award in 2011.
I'm incredibly honored to be voted the Principal of the Year again, but also please know this is 100% a team effort. I only won this award because of the incredible caliber of the staff that I get to work with on a daily basis.
And next year, Yorkes will serve as principal for Harborview Elementary's Thlinkit Language, Culture, and Literacy program. She holds three master's degrees and has a background in language acquisition.
Actually, I studied language acquisition. It was my passion when I first started in education, and I went to the University of Hawaii, who had the best language development program in the country at the time. I speak Spanish, and I'm just starting to learn Thlinkit. I've tried to be in the Thlinkit language classes at Nezahtahkeini as often as possible. So I have had a little bit of instruction from Frank Katath, who's an incredible Thlinkit instructor. But I have a long ways to go, but I'm really excited to continue supporting the program and continue learning together.
There's currently a long waiting list to get into TCLL, and Yorkes recommends parents submit applications as soon as possible. You can go to the Juneau School District website to fill out an application. AASSP sponsors regional and statewide Principal of the Year recognition awards to honor the educational leaders who play such a pivotal role in student success. They may be nominated by anyone, students, staff, parents, district office staff, or principal peers, with awards finalized by AASSP members in their region. Regional Principals of the Year are eligible to be in the running for the statewide Alaska Principal of the Year. Augustus G. Brown Swimming Pool will be temporarily closed to the public from Monday, April 22nd through Friday, April 26th, while the women's locker room floors are refinished to improve drainage. Following the recent reopening of the facility, an issue affecting drainage was identified, requiring immediate corrective action. During the temporary closure, the Diamond Park Aquatic Center will be open to the community. Please also know that the AGB pool will be closed from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays from April 9th through 18th for maintenance leading up to the closure. You can visit the Juneau Pool's website for complete hours at both facilities. And one of the nation's largest ultra-low-cost carriers is struggling financially and will be telling pilots to stay home. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
After a merger deal crumbled between JetBlue and Spirit, both airlines have been making cuts. JetBlue cutting back a big chunk of its routes, and now Spirit, which has not been profitable since before the pandemic, says for the future of the airline, it must furlough about 260 pilots, and it's telling Airbus it will hold off on new plane deliveries until about 2030. The CEO saying the moves are needed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jordan Lewis.